You're listening to a podcast from Victory. As we pray, the Holy Spirit demonstrates His power to heal brokenness. Learn more about this message in week 4 of our series, A New Hope.
Hello! Magandang umaga po sa inyo lahat. A pleasant good morning to all. We want to welcome you here in our online worship service here at Victory Metro East. Later po, there will be another service at the 3 p.m. online worship service. Well, to those of you whom you know that they will miss our morning service, please encourage them to take part of our 3 p.m. online worship service. And we are so glad that we're going to talk about, once again, the person and the power of the Holy Spirit. This series called New Hope, we started this back during Palm Sunday. And the second week of that was during the Resurrection Sunday. So last Sunday, we again opened it up because last Sunday was the celebration of our day of Pentecost. And I'd like to say thank you to Bishop Manny Carlos, who spoke to us during the 3 p.m. online worship service. And of course, our very own Pastor Romel Sumaway, who shared a powerful message last Sunday when he talked about the power and the person of the Holy Spirit during Pentecost. And today, we want to continue on talking about the Holy Spirit. But before that, we just want to first mention who we are. You know, we are a missional movement, Every Nation Philippines, or Victory Philippines. We are a Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministry in every nation. Our desire that one day we'll be able to plant a church or establish a church in every nation, including campus ministries. But it's important for us to know that at the very onset, we are Christ-centered. Everything that we do focus on to what Jesus wants. And secondly, we are Spirit-empowered. And thirdly, we are socially responsible churches. That is why we are established in the community so that the community will know us and will be able to serve them. But there's one particular thing that I want to highlight, which is Spirit-empowered. You know, I can't imagine what the church looked like if not for the Holy Spirit. In fact, as Pastor Romel mentioned last Sunday, it was the Holy Spirit who birthed the church in the book of Acts. And that's why we want to take a look on the person, the leading, and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Ang hirap pong yung mag-serve sa church or being part of a church without the Holy Spirit. At kaya nga po importante na pag-usapan po natin kung sino po yung Holy Spirit at kung ano po yung gagawin niya sa buhay natin. And we have to rely and depend on the Holy Spirit every single day. Because apart from the Holy Spirit, there will be no salvation. Apart from the Holy Spirit, there will be no provision. Apart from the Holy Spirit, there's no power that we can believe God for miracles and for our own everyday life. And so, we are excited to hear more about the power and the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to move in our midst. I'd like to start with a word of prayer today, and then after that, we're going to read God's Word. Okay? Iba naman pong gagawin natin. Panginoon, marami pong salamat na Lord, ibinigay niyo po yung Holy Spirit sa amin. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, that because of the Holy Spirit, you empowered us, you lead us, and you have your way in our lives because of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, today. As we read your message, may you anoint the preaching of your word. Because apart from you, Holy Spirit, we are nothing. Father, this we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone would say, amen. Let me read right now our text, okay? Ito po sinasabi ng Bible sa Acts chapter 3, starting in verse 1 to verse 10. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive the alms. And Peter directed his gaze upon him, or at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and he recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. So in this story, makikita po natin, there are three main characters here. No? Yung una po, yung layman, in a different version, he was referred to as the crippled beggar. Secondly is the apostles, namely Peter and John. And last, the people who are inside the temple courts. And so, unahin po muna natin yung layman, yung crippled beggar. Sabi po na scripture, this layman, he was lame from birth. And approximately, he was about 40 years old. And somebody would carry him right there at the entrance of the temple gate, all right, which is called Beautiful Gate. So it's not... The beautiful gate is not a gate of the city, but it's a gate of the temple. And many would go inside the temple courts for worship and prayer. And so this crippled beggar, the layman, every single day, he will stay there and ask for alms and charity. So lahat po na pumapasok dito sa temple courts, hinihingan niya. Okay, para magbigay nga dahil ang advantage niya, hindi lang po siya beggar, but he was crippled from birth. And according to the background as well, since he was crippled from birth, you know, Jews had this kind of traditional belief that if you are sick or have a disease from birth, growing up, they would say that your forefathers or your father did a tremendous sin and you were judged by God. And the reason why that he was crippled is because of that. So this man has never been inside a temple. But he was strategic. Every single day, he's there to ask for alms, believing and expecting that he will receive money from those people who will enter the temple. Secondly, we have the apostles, particularly Peter and John. And they were walking towards the temple courts to pray at 3 p.m. Kung meron po tayong... Diba sa service sa prayer time po natin every Thursday at 6 p.m. sila meron po silang 3 p.m. So si Peter and John would go there to pray. But what happened was as they entered, this layman asked for alms. And so here's what the word of God says in verse 4. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. He said, "Look at us." It is important to note here that Peter was with John, and that doing ministry is about team ministry. Doing ministry is not about focusing on the person who is the pastor or the leader and says, "I'm doing my ministry just for myself." No. Ministry has something to do with a team. And specifically, the word of God says, as mentioned by Peter, he says, "Look at us." He was referring to himself and John. It is important, even as we do ministry, it is about not just you, it's about us. The church is not focused on an individual who is a pastor or maybe a Victory group leader. The church is focused on the person being mobilized by God as a church to do the works of the ministry. Kaya nga, ang galing po, no? Kung makikita po natin dito, nandun si Peter and John, hindi niya po sinapwera si John. So, importante po na malaman natin, pag whenever we serve God, we do it together as a ministry. with someone. So it's biblical. Later on, we could see that Paul himself, when he started the works of the ministry, he was with Barnabas. And there was a moment where Barnabas was serving with John Mark, and Paul with Silas, and Paul with Timothy. And even later on, Jesus himself, as you look at in the book of Matthew, that he called people two by two to do the works of the ministry. And so this happens every single day when we do the works of the ministry, we do it all together. Ganon din po tayo sa victory, no? Pag sinabi po nating victory group, meron victory group leader at meron din po intern. Ganon din po sa church, pag meron senior pastor, meron po executive pastor or group of pastor who's part of a leadership team. So, it's important to point that out. In verse 6, sabi po rito, sabi ni Peter, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. First things first, why is it that prayer is their priority? And there was someone who asked them for alms, that right there, they have to stop. If prayer is a priority, they could have gone inside. Tama po ba? Pero huminto po sila. At hindi lang po yon. Nung sinabi po ni Peter ito, how do they know that the Lord wanted to heal this person when this crippled beggar was asking for money? Does that make sense? They were on their way on the temple courts, but there was a man who asked them, you know, he could have given them money just like that. But they stopped. And they knew exactly what the Lord wants to do right to this very person who is lame. Bakit po kaya? What do you think? Bakit kaya ganun? How come they stop and look at this person and gaze upon them? And verse 6, that was the statement of Peter. You know why? The reason why? Because Peter and John were empowered by the Holy Spirit. They were empowered by the Holy Spirit. And you might be saying, well, Pastor Mark, based on the text you read, the Holy Spirit was not mentioned. You're absolutely correct. But if you take notice, before Acts chapter 3, in Acts chapter 2, imagine the power of the Holy Spirit came and Peter stood and spoke the word of the Lord, and 3,000 people got saved. And you could see there the manifestation, presence, and the power of the Holy Spirit upon the churches, that they see miracles and healing and prayer and, you know, taking bread together. And guess what? They were focusing on the apostles' teaching, and there was generosity, that there was not even one who was needy in that particular church. And so the person of the Holy Spirit was not mentioned, but they were empowered right there. And because of that, you could see here the manifestation power of the Holy Spirit in this story. Let me read to you the Living Bible of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Here's what it says. The Holy Spirit displays God's power through each of us as a means of helping the entire church. The Holy Spirit was given to us so that He will display the power of God as a means to help establish, edify, and strengthen the church. And because of that, we could see here three ways of the Holy Spirit display His power for the believers. And I'd like to submit that there's different ways the power of the Holy Spirit can manifest and display. But in this particular story, we're just going to focus on these three ways of how the Holy Spirit displays its power. Are you ready? Well, here's the first one. Based on the story, the Holy Spirit empowered them with discernment. Everybody say discernment. First, they were able to stop not because the layman was asking for alms. They stopped because there was something that the Holy Spirit wanted to do to the lame man. or to the crippled beggar. They could have gotten inside the temple court because that basically is their priority. Hindi po ba sabi sa Acts 6, the reason why they have to raise up deacons? Because the apostles wanted to focus on the preaching of God's word and prayer. And say they know exactly what the priorities are. But they stopped and asked this person's attention and say, gaze upon us, look upon us. Because there's something that the Holy Spirit wanted to do. One particular thing about the Holy Spirit when He gave us His discernment is this. We will be sensitive to the leading and the promptings of the Holy Spirit. They were sensitive. They could have given money. Why? Because they have money. I believe they were generous. The church were generous. They have money to give. But one thing that the reason why Peter says, I don't have silver or gold, because that's not what the Lord wanted to give him. Does that make sense? In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 11 of the New King James Version, sabi po dito, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, and to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits. That's very important, discerning of spirits. He goes on to say to another different kinds of tongues, another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. What was seen here is the Holy Spirit empowered them with discernment, or the discerning of spirits. When you say discernment, it means what? It means distinguish, to separate by the eye or by understanding, to see the difference between two or more things. So what actually happens here is, when the Holy Spirit empowered them with discernment, they were able to see beyond the need. They were able to see beyond what is needed or what is being want by the layman. So we could see here that the Holy Spirit empowered them with discernment to know exactly what He needs more than what He wants. Ano po ba yung need ng layman? Hindi po ba nandoon siya para mag-ask ng pera? Pero nung huminto po sila, by the power of the Holy Spirit's discernment, you know what? The Holy Spirit grant them not His personal need, but the great need of the layman. Because of the discernment, because they were empowered with discernment, they become sensitive to His leading. They began to know His need and what He wants. This is important to all of us who's watching here. The Holy Spirit can grant you discernment. And we could pray beyond the very things that people wants versus people needs. And I just pray today as we hear His word that we will be imparted by the Holy Spirit with discernment to know exactly what He wants for us to do at this time. We are expecting God to give us what we want, but God wants to give us beyond what you were asking for Him, which is your great need. Alam niyo, in-expect po natin si Lord bigay sa atin yung ina-ask natin, yung want natin, pero ang gusto ni Lord ibigay sa atin more than what you want. God wants to give you the very need of you. And that's what happened here. He was expecting to receive what He wants, but He got what He needed because the apostles were sensitive, because they were empowered by the Holy Spirit through discernment. Amen? Secondly, the Holy Spirit empowered them with faith. Everybody say, with faith. Sabi po ni Peter sa verse 6, again, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. Wow! Imagine the confidence of Peter declaring that in prayer. We could see here the difference of Peter's faith and confidence, along with John himself. kung titingnan po natin, tingnan natin yung background, di ba? Tingnan po natin yung history. Hindi po ba si Peter very impulsive yung faith niya? In fact, Peter started with no confidence. And if the going gets tough, during the time of testing and trial, di ba, pag nakita niya na yung testing at yung circumstance, doon bumibigay na po si Peter. Magaling lang siya sa umpisa. Pero you know what? He's not the kind of person who had that overcoming faith. But based on what he said, it seems that he was different. I remember the situation where, remember when Jesus asked him to walk on water? He did walk on water. But when they saw the waves coming to him and the strong wind, he began to doubt. And Jesus says, why did you doubt? Ganon din po nung na-arrest na si Jesus, hindi po ba? Nung, because of this, soldiers were there and they gathered to arrest Jesus. You know, at the onset, Jesus already said, Peter, you will deny me 3 times. And that's what he did. You know, he abandoned his master. Bakit? Because Peter had such an impulsive faith. But we could see here a different Peter. How did Peter know that God wanted to heal this lame person? The same goes with John. Si John naman is too confident. Hindi po ba self-centered faith with him and his brother? Di ba going to Jesus and ask, ginamit pa yung nanay, na can they be seated, you know, at the throne beside Jesus? Remember that story? And true enough, grabe yung overconfidence naman nila, masyadong belief sa sarili, pero yun nga, kung makikita mo dito, they had a different kind of faith. They had a biblical kind of faith. He said this, look at us. Kumbaga, nilisik pa yung mga mata nila, look at us, may bibigay kami sa iyo. Yun ang sinasabi nila. It was not a prayer of petition or supplication. Hindi sila nag-ask na, Lord, in Jesus' name, sana ma-heal to Lord. Lord, I pray na, Lord, heal mo naman. Hindi po ganun. Ang sinabi niya rito, hey, look, we don't have silver or gold, but what we do have, we'll give it to you. Wow, what a statement. It was not a prayer of or petition or supplication. It was a faith and bold declaration of his healing. Why is that? Because of his faith. Something happened when the Holy Spirit was empowered us with faith. And guess what? They were changed men. They were transformed men. And they were moving in faith. Their statement was authoritative. They knew exactly what they said that will happen. In fact, James chapter 5 verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick. And the Lord will arise, will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. In other translation, the prayer made in faith will make the sick person well. Recently, we had a staff meeting and Pastor Gilbert Foliente, our president for Every Nation Philippines, reminded us to pray all the more. He encouraged us to pray, and he said, prayer fans the flame of our faith. Let's keep on praying so that it will fan the flame of our faith. Yes, it's the Word of God that causes us to establish faith, but prayer also fans the flame of our faith. And here's the point. Sometimes God answers our need through someone's faith and prayer. Sometimes God will answer our need through someone's faith and prayer. And I know you would agree with me. And that's why you ask people to pray for you. That's why this is how important that we pray for one another, that we need someone's faith and prayer to stand with us, to believe God for the supernatural so that our needs will be met. Why? God wanted us to pray for one another because there's a release of the spirit of faith in our prayer. And God will use others to answer our needs in our prayers. Can you say amen? I know some of you are saying amen because you already experienced, you already felt that. Because someone prayed for you, kaya nga ito victorious kayo, kaya nga binigay yung breakthrough sa iyo, hindi ka lamang nag-pray, meron po nag-pray sa inyo, at yung prayer po niya, hindi lang para nag-doubt siya, nag-pray siya in faith. Wow. Ang galing po ni Lord, hindi po ba? Now, let me say, through discernment, They knew the great need, but through faith, they declared and prayed to receive this great need, which is healing. Through discernment, they knew the great need, but through faith, they declared and prayed to receive this great need, which is healing. Praise God. Woo! What an exciting moment.
Ibang klase po talaga si God.
Di po nagtatapos, meron pa. The third is the Holy Spirit empowered them to heal by the authority of the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit empowered them to heal by the authority of the name of Jesus. Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. What they said, that became true. What they believed, that came to pass. What they commanded comes from the power of God in them. What they saw turned out to be a miracle because of the name of Jesus. Sabi po sa verse 7, and he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Kung ano po yung sinabi nila, ito po yung nangyari. At nangyari po ito because of their faith. And what they said, what they believed, and what they commanded, they saw the miracle of God because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And it happened in the name, the authority of the name of Jesus. It was through the Holy Spirit, or it was the displayed power of the Holy Spirit. And in the name of Jesus that the lame man was immediately healed. They had to help him. And what they said, that came to be. Imagine the discernment and the faith and the name of Jesus coming together, the authority to heal that caused this lame man to walk, started leaping, started jumping and praising God. Now here's the point. It was not the apostles who healed them. It was not men who healed people. It was the power of the Holy Spirit and by the name of Jesus Christ. Because all authority has been given to Christ, and His name comes with power, and His name comes healing. Hindi po ba kinakanta po natin yon? Yung kinakanta natin, there's power in the name. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Grabe! Kaya nga hindi ho ako nag-music team. Hindi ho ako naging part ng music group. Hindi po ba? Obvious ba? Preacher na lang ho tayo kasi baka masapawan ko pa si Noel saka si Pastor Bong. So, preacher na lang ako pero pang video, okay, pwede po ba? Pwede tayo doon. Okay. So, balik ko tayo. Let's be in the Spirit. So, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of Jesus that God wants to empower us to heal, that God will use us, but we gotta invoke, we gotta declare the name of Jesus for this power to be released. The name of Jesus means Jehovah, God is salvation. It means Jehovah who delivers. And verse 8 says, and leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. You know what? The layman experienced being delivered from his state of suffering. He got his healing unexpectedly with the faith of the apostles because the Holy Spirit is so generous to give the healing that he never thought he'll be healed. And here's the point. For the very first time, this man, whom they judge a sinner because of their forefathers, entered the temple, walking with Peter and John, leaping and praising God. He was overjoyed praising Jesus for what he has done. Praise God. Going back to the layman or the crippled beggar. isn't it that he was asking for what he wants? There was a personal need. It was an immediate need. What is that? Money. But when Peter and John came in through the Holy Spirit, because of discernment and faith and the name of Jesus, the great need, the lifelong need of this man was to receive his healing so he could walk, he could leap, and he could praise God. And what's important is the greatest need of all, which is the eternal need, the salvation of Christ, was given to this man as well. God touched him. God healed him. He was touched. But God also transformed him. He received the great salvation. It was not mentioned here, but obviously in verse 9, as the people inside the temple witnessed and all the people saw him walking and praising God. All the people them saw him walking and praising God. Verse 10, and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement of what had happened to him. Wow. When they saw this crippled beggar, this lame man, receive his healing, and they saw him walking inside the temple courts, and they said, wow, he was overjoyed. He was jumping and leaping, and he was praising God. I believe it was not just healing, but the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ that he wanted him to be saved. The result is the manifestation of healing was seen, the salvation was given, and everybody, from the layman who was walking, who was not a layman anymore, with Peter and John, and the rest of the people inside the temple courts, were all praising and giving glory to God. Take note, not to man. The superstar of the story was not the apostles. It was not Peter and John. It was God himself. They were praising God, the Lord Jesus Christ, by his name. He was healed and he received salvation. At the end of this story, the Holy Spirit wants to display his power through us so we can pray with faith and authority for the healing of others. The Holy Spirit wants to display his power through us so we can pray with faith and authority for the healing of others. This is very important. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to empower us, but he also wanted to heal. He wanted to display his healing, his miraculous power, signs and wonders done by the apostles, done by the church, but it's because of the Holy Spirit's empowerment to heal, and in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray for us. If you are watching this video, our online worship service, and there's something in you that you need the healing touch of Jesus, I believe the Holy Spirit can be displayed its power because of faith and the name of Jesus. I'm believing God for you that the Holy Spirit will heal you through the name of Jesus Christ. Sa lahat po na nanonood ngayon, kung kayo po was part of this service, watching and hearing this message, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to heal you, but we need to invoke the name of Christ. Are you in faith? Are you willing to receive God's healing in the midst of this pandemic? To those of you seniors, to those of you young people, to those of you husband and wife, to those of you single people, if you're believing God for healing, and maybe you're believing God for someone else healing, this is the moment. Can we pray right now? Let me pray. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are the healer, that you empower your people to heal through the name of Jesus. By the spirit of faith, I declare the power of healing and miracles and signs and wonders and beyond the natural that will take place upon the lives of your people right here, right now, in this online worship service. Lord, release your power to heal people's lives, those who are sick. If you are sick today, whatever virus, I declare the name of Jesus Christ with this virus called COVID-19, with this virus of cancer, with this virus that caused people to be sick, it will be gone. It will be defeated upon the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare the healing power of Jesus over the lives of your people. Lord, right now, display your works. Release your healing. All kinds of pain, all kinds of sickness and diseases, Lord, right now, we declare you defeated by the name of Jesus. Be gone, and I declare strength, restoration, and healing upon our bodies. In Jesus' mighty name, the precious name of Christ, be healed right here and right now. Praise God. Woo! I want you to receive that healing today. I declare that by faith, right here, be healed in Jesus' name. Praise God. Has the Spirit empowered them with discernment? Has the Spirit empowered the apostles with faith and authority of the name of Jesus? Can I pray right now? Every believer is watching this. Hindi lang po yung mga gifted pastor, yung mga Victory Group leaders at interns. Lahat po tayo na naninood ngayon. I believe the reason why the Lord wanted us to talk about Him, the Holy Spirit, because He wants to display His power through us. And so I want to pray for us today. I want to pray for discernment. Lord Jesus, if you talk about discernment, may we see beyond the need of the people. May we have the spirit of faith and boldness to pray and declare boldly what you're going to do, the healing power of Jesus. I declare right now for the spirit of faith and for discernment that we will use the name of Jesus for people to be healed. And Lord, use us mightily, Lord, to display who you are, that you will be known and become famous. It's not the church, but it's you, Lord Jesus, who is the healer, and you have the power and the authority to heal. So Father, I pray for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit of discernment, the faith, and the authority to pray upon the name of Jesus. And everybody say amen and amen. To those of you who's watching this for the very first time or maybe second time, if you have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know what? Jesus Christ paid the price. He died for our sins. He went to the cross because we don't have the right, we don't have the capacity to save ourselves. That's why Jesus means Savior. He's the Savior of your soul. And you cannot save yourself if you don't have Christ in you. You know what? You're going to die and rot to hell. I promise you that. But today, if you humble yourself, Jesus wants to give you the forgiveness of sins. He offers you forgiveness of sins and the gift of salvation. Remember, this lame person, his personal need was money. Pero hindi po binigay ni Lord yung money, ang binigay ni Lord yung healing, at ang binigay ni Lord yung greatness, greatest eternal need, which is salvation. I want to pray for you today. If you've never received Christ as your Savior and Lord, today is the opportunity. I want to lead you to prayer today. Would you bow your heads down? And I want you to repeat this prayer out loud to receive His salvation and His forgiveness. Say this, Lord Jesus. Say it again, Lord Jesus. Forgive me for all my sins. Lord, I repent and turn to you and receive you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, save my soul. Lord, forgive me for all my sins. And I receive today by faith what you did for us on the cross when you rose from the dead, that I could receive the gift of eternal life. I receive today the gift of eternal life in Jesus' name. Well, praise God. Amen and amen. I believe you are saved today when you pray that prayer. To those of you who pray that prayer, please, I want you to see these numbers on your screen or connect with us on our Facebook page. We would like to get in touch with you. Receiving Christ is not enough. You got to grow. You got to have this journey called the journey of faith. And God wants to make sure that you will receive His promise for your life, and you will know your destiny and the calling of God in our very lives. Can you say amen? Well, praise God. I hope you receive that today. What a great way of preaching God's word with the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? I believe the Holy Spirit is just steering our hearts. This is just the beginning of what He's about to do. Pinaprepare po tayo ni Lord. Miskin ang GCQ po tayo, pero may ginagawa po si Lord sa buhay natin. Can you say amen? Well, praise God, I'm excited. We want to end the service, all right? And so to those of you again, please contact us. We want to make sure you get in touch with us. And so what a blessing for us to receive God's word today. And I just want to pray a prayer of blessing to all of us. Praise God, receive this blessing. Lord, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be upon us. May the love of our God, our Heavenly Father, be upon us. And may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon us, especially this series, the rest of the week, and this great Sunday, because you are with us, Holy Spirit. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Let's have a great Sunday and let's have a blessed week ahead of us. Praise God. God bless you. See you again this Sunday or next Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.